following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the different Purina makes and beat it right along.
And so basically, Lovey's, like I said, that and taking care of the insane dogs is what we did this weekend. Hello.
Hello, Lovey.
Oh, fuck.
Hope you're doing well on this Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you are just the sickest.
I have two quick little questions for you.
Not quick enough.
Number one, yep. Is it you or is it Myron that is writing the criminal letter?
Me.
This year? Because, you know, if it's Myron, I'm sure it's already done. If it's you, doesn't it usually get done in about August?
Uh-huh.
If it's done at all? You never told us what was in last year's little letter.
You're such a laugh riot.
And number two, I was wondering who has more accidents. Esmeralda or Hubert or yourself.
Just laughing. I'm myself.
Anyway, I just hope you have a lovely day. It's been raining all day long
here, and have
a lovely Monday.
Hateful.
Thank you for calling.
You,
bye now.
You are a hateful, fat whore.
Byron.
Oh, what are you? What are you doing? Oh dear, you've lost it. Big fat. You can't even keep your shit straight. You weren't me, you big dumb shit. You were calling me. Oh, how sad. How sad and pathetic. It really is sad and pathetic. First of all, it's Howard and Eunice.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Okay, I'm back. You are not. You are not going to fucking believe this, but I swear to God it's the truth. As I was about to say, it's Howard and Eunice, and between the three of us, I have the most accidents. I turned around, and Howard was peeing on the floor in front of the door to the recording room. Honestly. So that, oh shit, was what I really sound like in real life, Loveys.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You can't even keep your shit straight.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 945 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 14th of September 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Yo, we're heading down into the Fat Cave and we're going to talk about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. Hello, Trotters. Dear Gussie, y'all, you heard that one yesterday. Tim in Alaska suggested Trotters. And so we decided to use it today. Yes, Big Fatty, and it sounds to me like the old gal. Needs to be a little more of a trotter, too, with Howard. Y'all, speaking of the old gal, well, first of all, I hope your hump day is going well, everyone. But y'all, speaking of the old gal, I'm not sure what happened to her Monday show. There wasn't one, so I said, well, you know, maybe I'll play a weekend recap so that everybody will know what she did. And, y'all, I'm sure that was a trip to Vaughn's. I don't know for sure, though, but, anyway. Y'all, there was a little bit of snark in that, y'all, so that's out of the archives. That's archival. That is, preserved like a mummy. Not a Billy mummy, but a mummy. You know, one of those Egyptian mummies. And, Fatty, you're weird. You're just weird. y'all, I tell you, I got with Larry Klein. Y'all, Larry Klein had all kinds of stuff going on today. Yeah, it was never ending. It was just never ending. So anyway, y'all, it wasn't a bad day in the coal mine. Y'all, what is that? That is some baked poke with apples and some mashed potatoes and brown gravy. And some green beans, and y'all a banana. I had a banana. And anyway, y'all, but I'm trying to save myself a little bit for Vegas, because y'all, you know, people are starting to arrive. You know, Big Freddy, if you're going to talk about Vegas, turn on the Rots of Rock. We don't get to use it much longer. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, Wednesday hump day, is a travel day for some people. I know that Gavin is traveling today, and the birthday boy, Veritable Virgo, is traveling today. And y'all, I believe the gay country boy, and y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T, and Travis are traveling today. And there may be others that I just slipped my mind, but y'all... if you weren't in the chat room, and there was a good chat room on Monday night for the final State of the Station a little show, and y'all, there was a real good information given out there. So y'all go over there and see if you know, get that little show and listen to it, because there's some testicle information, and there's listener information. And there's podcaster information, and y'all, there's inside Vegas and outside of Vegas information. Y'all, it's just a big old infomercial. It's a big old infomercial. And y'all, probably the biggest news is that the Luxor, with the help of Joey from the Cocktails and Cream Puffs, y'all, they are going to give the Pride 48 group a meeting room. However, we cannot bring in food and beverages for everyone, so we're still keeping the suite to make that our bar. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, I say the bar, but you know, we will have the stream flowing. Big Freddy, please, the stream flowing. We will have the Pride 48 stream broadcast in there in the suite, and it'll be a place for people to gather and chitter chat. Not because y'all, you know, you don't want a whole lot of chitter chatting while the little shows are gonna be recording. And y'all, there was even a preview, on the State of the Station of the interstitials. We heard the old gal. So anyway, but y'all, I really don't know what's up with the old gal. She was asking for $60,000 on the Twitty earlier, but I don't know what that was all about. So anyway, and y'all, I believe she wanted it in small unmarked bills. But anyway, big. That is small, unmarked bills. Maybe she's going to Vegas after all. I don't know. But, I pulled out my itinerarium for the Delta Airlines. And, y'all, I don't leave Charleston until 2 p.m. in the afternoon on Thursday. And then I have to change the Aeroplanos in Atlanta. And then I get into Vegas about right before 6 p.m. in the evening Pacific time. Y'all, travel days are a long day, and I know that Melissa the Confused is going to be there to pick up Big Freddy at the Aeropuerto and everything, but y'all, I haven't decided yet if I'm going to purchase the onboard the onboard Wi-Fi or not. So we're going to play it by ear. We're just going to play it by ear and see how it all works out. I don't know. Yes, McFreddy, please move forward. Y'all, I tell you what we need to do, because tonight, y'all, tonight is premiere night, and it is the finale night. So, Big Freddy, we need to go down those yes, get on the pole. Big Freddy, that's vulgar.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him.
This just into the show office.
Big Freddy needs some telephonic calls for this week. Please call. Thank you for calling.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, let me tell you later tonight, y'all, it is the beginning. It is the kickoff of the Survivor. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me just tell you. And y'all, they are bringing two former players back. They're bringing back that Ozzy. He's just a little hottie. He's a hottie machine. Big Freddy, kind of like you. They're also bringing back that coach, and y'all, he's batshit crazy. So, anyway, y'all, that kicks off at 8 p.m. in the evening in the East. And, y'all, it's an hour and a half, and there's some deliciousness on there. And I suggest you go and set your VRCs for that. And, y'all, then immediately following that at 9:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, it is the end of the Big River. And, y'all, quite frankly, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think Adam has a snowball's chance in hell of winning, okay? He shouldn't anyway. That Rachel, if she is in the final two, she will win. That is my prediction. And if Adam is in the final two, he will lose. It doesn't matter who he's there with. Because I think if he goes up against Rachel or goes up against that Porsche, they will beat him. They will beat him, y'all. Now, if it is Rachel and it is Porsche, it's going to be Rachel winning it, y'all. That's just my prediction. So you heard it here first. Yes, Big Freddy, we heard it here first. And, y'all, it'll be, it's on for an hour and a half, so it'll be over at 11 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, the next one I want to tell you about is that X Factor with that Simon Cowell, and y'all, that's cool. It's kind of like the American's Idol, except it's got old people on it. Anyway, and y'all, that crazy woman, what's her name? Abdullah, whatever her name is, that Abdullah woman. She's gonna be on there, and there's some big black queen on there. I don't know what his name is. I don't think it's Joe in Dallas, but it may be. That premieres a week from today, the 21st, y'all, and that's on the Fox. That's on the Fox. And y'all, then, I need to back up, because on Monday night, this coming Monday night, the 19th, we are having the dancing, y'all, the dancing, it premieres, the dancing premieres. And y'all, you know they're having Chastity Borno. Is gonna be dancing, and y'all, it's you gotta watch it so that the terrorists don't win. Big Freddy, what are you talking about? And y'all, then the results are on Tuesday night, the 20th. So y'all, I'm setting my VRC, cause you know Big Freddy will be traveling back from the Las Vegas on the 19th. So I'll have to watch it later. So don't spoil it for me. That's all I gotta say. Don't spoil it for me. And y'all, then on the 25th of September, y'all, it is that time again. It is time for the big run. Oh, dear Gussie. But, y'all, they've got a nice little video over there at the CBS.com about the the teams on the big run. Y'all hadn't seen anything on the TV machine about it. I guess they're waiting for the Survivor to get started before they start talking about it. But, y'all, that Ethan guy who won the Survivor Africa, that had the cancer. He was the soccer player, but he won it, but he has the cancer. He's gonna be on the big run, and y'all, they have got this young guy. He is the youngest person to ever sail around the world by himself, y'all, and he's cute as a button. Cute as a button is all I gotta say. And y'all, they have got some Olympic snowboarders, and y'all, you know those boys are gonna be fun to watch. But y'all, I don't know that there'll be any snowboarding on the thing. But y'all, you know, they like all those high risk feats of dexterity. And y'all, then there's a homosexual couple on there. Y'all, they remind me of Myron and the old gal, except for the fact that they get out of the house. But Freddy, you're being snarky. No, they probably remind me of Tom and Terry some. But because you know they're always out on a new adventure. So y'all go on over there to the CBS.com and set your VRCs, and that debuts a week from this Sunday on the 25th. So, y'all, it just looks like it's just going to be lovely. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let me just say, if I gave you a clue for this one, it would make it just as easy as it can be. So I'm not giving you a clue. No, Big Freddy, no clues today.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you probably recognize old Elvis, the old Mr. Pretzel Man himself. But, y'all, did you recognize the theme to Las Vegas? Big Freddy, you would have given it away if you had given a clue. Y'all, Las Vegas was an American TV series that was broadcast by NBC from September the 22th, 2003 to February the 15th, 2008. And the show focused on a team of people working at the fictional Montecito Resort and Casino. Oh, dear Gussie, dealing with issues that arise within the working environment, ranging from valet parking and restaurant management to casino security. The series centered around James, a character played by James Caan, an ex-CIA agent. Y'all, it was just lovely. I never watched it. But anyway, y'all, can you imagine the people that are going to have to be watching out for the Pride 48 folks this coming weekend? Dear Gussie, indeed. Y'all, I really would appreciate some voice letters because, y'all, I gotta get a little show ready for you for Thursday and Friday. And, y'all, a voice letter would just make me feel good. How would you feel about that, Vera?
You can't even keep your shit straight.
Well, that's why I'm asking everybody to call. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.